Good morning. This is KWSO News. I'm Duncan Bruno. Leaders of the Umatilla Indian Reservation have shut down their casino and several other facilities, including the Nixiaway Community School, Head Start, Daycare, and Senior Center until all facilities have been fully sanitized. This coming after an employee of the Wild Horse Resort and Casino became the third person in Oregon reported to have contracted COVID-19 and is hospitalized in nearby Walla Walla, Washington. A state health official says the virus is likely circulating and will likely appear in additional locations in the state. The Board of Trustees of the Umatilla Indian Reservation has ordered an incident command be stood up and will consist of staff from Yellowhawk Tribal Health Center and the tribal government. Dr. Creelman from the Warm Springs Indian Health Service talks about COVID-19 and what you should do to help sanitize.
As far as the risk at this point in time, it's not felt to be epidemic proportions in the United States. Now, as far as protecting yourself on this, it's pretty much the same as we have talked about protection against basically respiratory viruses. People should cover any sneezing or coughing with Kleenex and then dispose of that. Avoid close contacts with people who may have had this. Good hand washing, and it turns out soap and water is probably your best bet, but the sanitizing gels are also good if you don't have access to soap and water.
In the state of Washington, it's reported that 6 people have died from coronavirus, and experts say more cases will likely be reported in Washington, Oregon, and California as testing ramps up. Cascade East Transit, CET, is looking for the public's help to prioritize future projects. Ashley Hooper is with the Central Oregon Intergovernmental Council, which operates CET. She gives the details on how you can help.
Cascades East Transit has just kicked off the public input process for our regional master transit plan. It just needs to be updated. So it's from 2013, and every few years we need to make sure that we're updating that plan so that it fits sort of the priorities of what the public needs. Basically, the purpose of this is to ask for public input. We know that transportation is a really important piece to the success of any place. It gives people access to healthcare, access to jobs, education. You know, the list goes on. And so we want to make sure that any of the investment that we're making in transportation actually serves the community that it's in. We want to make sure that the public is telling us what their community needs.
Take the survey to help CET at cettransitplan.com to provide your feedback. Once completed, you will be entered to win great prizes. The annual Eagle Watch celebration at the Round Butte Overlook Park celebrates its 25th anniversary this year. The event, which has taken place in February each year, moved to late March with the hopes of milder weather. Of note, this will be the last year for Eagle Watch, which features guided walks, wildlife presentations, raptor viewing, and hands-on activities. Cove Palisades State Park Ranger Aaron Bennett says this is not so much an end as a new beginning. In 2021, the event will morph into an expanded event that will still focus on wildlife, but also include fire in the ecosystem, local history, and geology. This year's 25th annual Eagle Watch will be held Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th. The number 3 University of Oregon women's basketball team closed out their regular season with a win over Washington on Sunday. KLCC's Love Cross reports.
The Pac-12 champion Ducks beat the Huskies with a final score of 92-56 at Matthew Knight Arena. After the game, seniors Sabrina Ionescu, Ruthie Hebert, and Mignon Moore, along with junior Satu Sabali, were honored in a party-like ceremony. Coach Kelly Graves addressed the sellout crowd.
I know we're honoring these seniors tonight, and just think back 4 years. There was maybe enough to fill these 3 little sections right here at most of our games. And now look at this. So thanks to all of you.
Ionescu also took the opportunity to express her gratitude.
I want to say thank you. You guys inspire me to be a better person and a better basketball player, but we still got some stuff left to achieve, so stay tuned, everybody.
The Ducks now head to Las Vegas for the Pac-12 tournament, where they have a first-round bye. On Friday, they'll face the winner of Thursday's Utah-Washington game. I'm Love Cross reporting.
That's a look at news and sports. I'm Duncan Bruno, reporting for KWSO News.